One poem only. Just for now, just for you. Here's today's poem. A quick reminder before today's poem. One poem only submissions are open, and this could be your season to be featured. Details and the submissions form are in the show notes. This is One Poem After, where I'll be reading poems written after those featured on the podcast during National Poetry Month. Today's after poem is by J.A. Otto. What the Ivy Does, after Claire Shalhope. The garden door would not latch. Ivy choked the lock, held it propped, exposing me. On my chest a greening, pernicious vine, wrought to cane, shoving between rib and lung. Its rapid spread displaces native cells of joy. It does not ask. It takes. The air, soft moss, rots, no longer cushioning. Thorns beneath feet, bleeding, barely noticed. Gulping, gasping, gills ablaze, unsurfaced, naked. I want to remember how breathing happened before effort. An oak stump keeps our initials dark in the bark. I try not to look. They mock me, not needing air nor water, lapping at your waist. Now only a placid, muddy, maroon. Blood spreading from between my toes, seeping, feeding the garden. As I, desiderating, toward each scant droplet, hope more will pool. Enough to take me back, back in the water. As if I could forget what it costs to be held here among roses. As if I could warn the others, beseech them, when I know they will come for air. By J.A. Otto. You can find more from her on Instagram at J.A. Otto Writes. And now for the poem this was written after. Leondine. I devote myself into secret gardens where gray stone is covered in soft ivy that are full of whispers of your demurral. Fleshy moss that sits beneath my toes, feeds my woes, and fumbles with our inhibitions. The scarlet rose thorns may prick my thumb, but you'll oblige to taste my blood. How senseless am I to become insouciant as the sun's beams, golden light of my self-condemnation. So I carve our initials into the old oak, but a fortnight ago, all our woven troves and glances piercing each of our souls. Sweet honeysuckles grow on twisted branches. To roam our coves of endearment, I uncover your guise. Our enthrallment denies one another. How delicately the water ripples upon your waist, where our stillness interlaced, trooping our patience. Our dalliance shines, luminescent in the tourmaline skies. Fate delivers solace in our honeyed oasis, as the wistful naiad's tokens. By Claire Shalhope. Leondine. I devote myself into secret gardens where gray stone is covered in soft ivy that are full of whispers of your demurral. Fleshy moss that sits beneath my toes, feeds my woes, and fumbles with our inhibitions. The scarlet rose thorns may prick my thumb, but you'll oblige to taste my blood. How senseless am I to become insouciant as the sun's beams, golden light of my self-condemnation. So I carve our initials into the old oak, but a fortnight ago, all our woven troves and glances piercing each of our souls. Sweet honeysuckles grow on twisted branches. To roam our coves of endearment, I uncover your guise. Our enthrallment denies one another. How delicately the water ripples upon your waist, where our stillness interlaced, trooping our patience. Our dalliance shines, luminescent in the tourmaline skies. Fate delivers solace in our honeyed oasis, as the wistful naiad's tokens. By Claire Shalhope. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.